The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, lonely and alone. I have three beautiful women who are here, and they are my friends, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Killen, Kara Schillen, and so here I am.
Folks, and you're outnumbered.
Protect me, 888-302-3684. Okay, so there's a bill to abolish the tax on feminine hygiene products. It went through the New York Senate yesterday, and it was unopposed, headed to the governor's desk. My question is, how did it get approved in the first place? That would be where I would go with this. But I know, Jennifer, you and I have talked about this before, and I come across, do I have no credibility at all? Because even though I agree that there should never have been a tax on feminine hygiene products at all, that I am a man and I benefit from the fact that some of the male products around are available without tax. What it does is, for me anyway, just speaks to the good old boy network and the same kind of thinking we were talking earlier, Jen, about Kesha and Dr. Luke, and there is a big uproar because Jennifer Lopez's new single, as it turns out, was produced by Dr. Luke, and so why is he still there? And Victoria had the usual theory, which makes all the sense in the world because the guy makes money and men make the decisions even if women get raped. Okay, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it can still be a good old boys club, sort of.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So
you
is
know,
that
the tax
thinking
for feminine,
with the tax? Yeah, I mean, what's
for feminine products, do you know that, and I've been a woman for 30 years.
Yeah.
I did not know that this was a big issue until about 2 months ago when people started talking about how this was a big issue. And they told me that I should be upset that they were charging
who are
more
they?
Money.
Where did you start having this conversation?
You know, we actually did an interview with someone on this program, the Pink Tax.
Yeah.
And we, you know, just hearing in the news media about these proposed bills, there's one in California, too, where they're looking at doing the same thing New York's doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, so all states should be doing this, frankly. I think it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It is. It's outrageous.
Where do you draw the line, though? What are the products that men don't get taxed on?
I believe that men enhancement devices and pills are not taxed. Well, supposedly medical.
But like, what
I don't know.
There's a choice. If you went to the drugstore, what would you not get taxed on? That would be male specific that you were buying.
Well, I don't know actually. Now that I think about it, other than that sort of thing, I'm trying to think of what in my own life what I buy that's strictly for men. I don't. I buy toothpaste.
Are condoms taxed?
I don't know.
Yes. They are, right?
I don't know. Jennifer does. There you go. I don't know what that says. I'll
just
leave it at
for
that.
Research purposes.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right. So, but listen to this. Utah, there was an effort in Utah. It was unsuccessful. How come that is? Is it because the Mormons are there and men control everything? Why is it that in those of you who are listening in Utah?
I think it's beyond men and women. I mean, this is the taxes of the. I mean, think about how the government protects really hard to collect as many taxes as they can, whether it's local or on a federal level.
It's gender discrimination, for God's sakes.
Well, it's also ageist, and this started with five New York City women filed a class action lawsuit last month that taxing tampons and pads is discriminatory when other medical products like incontinence pads are not taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little bit of ages. Now, I know you can be a younger woman and have had a difficult pregnancy or whatever and then become incontinent. I get that. It's not totally ageist. But there is an element to it that is also ageist.
Mm-hmm.
I actually prefer the ageist argument to a sexist argument because I'm having a hard time, and I think we all are, looking at items in the drugstore that men are not taxed for. So I would think of it more of an ageist thing. Yeah, women are younger, and you know, they don't have as much money when they're younger. That's what we think anyway. I mean, although you can make the argument that people on a fixed income when they get older might have the same problem. I mean, if you're talking about tampons and pads, I agree not paying the tax for them is probably, you know, I would enjoy it. I would take advantage of it.
They're not a luxury item.
It's not something you buy for fun. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so let's go one step further with this. You just said something that sort of piqued my interest, Jennifer. The story of Elizabeth Holmes. Do you know who she is? People know who Elizabeth Holmes is? She's become famous because she is the youngest self-made female billionaire in the world. She started a company called Theranos, which basically gives you a blood test using just a finger prick. The company has been in hot water, though. Last year, Wall Street Journal ran a story alleging that Theranos wasn't using its own technology and its blood tests. Theranos says, no, that's not true. So then the government got involved, and they have a problem with the quality control practices and blah, 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 blah. So now the board of directors, remember, this is a $9 billion company. The board of directors now wants to throw her out. She started it. It was her idea. And now...
Is that just because they need someone to blame?
Apparently. She's not talking... And the company's not talking, but, you know, you get to the bottom line of this, and I remember being intrigued by reading about her last year when it became obvious she was on some list on Forbes of women billionaires.
She's only 32.
32 years old. Came up with this when she was in college. And
now, not to play the sexist thing, but, like, you know, if Virgin started making planes that were defective or were called into question, the board of directors on Virgin they're not going to kick Richard Branson out of the company.
Not by
just because she's a 32-year-old woman.
Well, and that's why I brought it up in the same context that we're bringing the other thing
up. Especially because they just sold to Alaska, right? Didn't Virgin just sell to Alaska?
But I brought this up because of that.
In my head, you know?
But you guys, you have to, if there are a set of rules that this woman set up a company with and she forgot to look into, I mean, you take ownership for yourself. And there's, I guess, a lot of things that they chose to ignore when they were putting up this company. Yeah. And when they built their flagship laboratory.
They built... Fast. Things went very fast.
I think it's more sexist to say she's not getting kicked out because she's a woman. I mean, I would want to be judged on my merits. I would want to be judged on how good of a job I'm doing. If she skips something, if under her leadership the company skips something, someone has to be accountable for it, whether she's woman, man, 18, 45, or 110.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see where it plays out. She's still going to be the richest.
She can probably be just fine wherever she goes.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with his weekly report on medical news about 60 seconds from now here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
All right, quarter after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us here on Good Day with his weekly visit, his overview of the important medical stories, and certainly Zika is on everybody's minds. It is a problem. People who are pregnant and who are exposed to Zika do definitely have a problem, Ken, right?
Yeah, we have a Summer Olympics coming up in Brazil. Doug, there
is no longer any doubt that Zika causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and damaged brains. This unprecedented association between a mosquito-borne virus and a horrifying birth defect was announced by the CDC and quickly published in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Most people who are infected with Zika virus, that's about 80%, show no symptoms, and 20% have mild symptoms, which may include fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis. People rarely die from Zika. The most effective way to protect yourself from Zika virus is to prevent mosquito bites. And over the weekend, we can talk about the six ways to do that. But there's no vaccine or treatment for Zika.
Dr. Ken and I do Good Day Health on Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 Eastern Time. If you have a question for Dr. Ken, please feel free to call us at that time, listen for the number, or you can send us an email which asks your question. We'll get those on the air as we can. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougseffen.com. Speaking of the brain, here's a story about a fella who was a quadriplegic that had a chip implanted in his brain, and what happened?
This is really encouraging news. This was published this week in the medical journal Nature. A freak diving accident at age 19. Doug left Ian Burkett's arms and legs paralyzed. Now he's 24, the former athlete. He's regained some use of his fingers, hands, and wrists thanks to an experimental technology never before tried in humans. A surgically implanted computer chip enables messages to travel from Burkett's brain to his limbs, bypassing the damaged spinal cord. The electronic neural bypass technology demonstrates what is possible in the future, and it can offer hope for movement restoration to millions of people worldwide living with paralysis.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist and a studied academic. So this story is interesting because of the impact of aspirin and what that does.
This week, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which is a very influential governmental body, they've affected PSA testing, mammogram testing. Now they published a final recommendation statement this past Monday saying that taking an aspirin a day might help prevent cardiovascular disease and colon cancer. Specifically, the task force found that people ages 50 to 59 who have an increased risk for cardiovascular disease can lower their risk for heart attacks, strokes, and colon cancer by taking an aspirin a day. They also found that those ages 60 to 69 can benefit as well, but should discuss the treatment with their health care provider first. They concluded there is not enough evidence to determine the benefits and harms of aspirin use in people younger than 50 or older than 69. So this influences people between 51 and 68. The problem is that aspirin, although it's a wonderfully helpful medication to prevent stroke, heart disease, and colon cancer, it also can, some people can cause bleeding in the stomach and intestines, so that's why there's this limited recommendation.
Well, that's it. It goes back to science disproving science, but not all the way here, it sounds like to me, because there's been a lot of controversy about aspirins over the last few years, right?
Well, I don't know. It's more that it has benefits, and it also can have adverse effects. So that's why you have this specific recommendation.
Don't overdo it. All right, Dr. Ken, brought to us by the folks who make Super Beats. Ken's going to explain why this is such an original idea and why it's so good for you to consider and as part of your daily routine.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. So many foods are rich in nitric oxide, but you don't get enough of them. That's why you need to get Super Beats to get these boosts of nitric oxide in the body, or if your level, your tank is low, Neo 40 is the product to increase the level in the body.
Both come from the folks at Neogenis. Here's how you get the products. Try it for yourself. 800-655-4183. That number for Super Beats. Take advantage of what Dr. Ken is advising. 800-655-4183. Actually, I mean, who would know better than Ken about something like this? 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40. 21 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To review the top five songs from this week in 1983, and it'll be interesting for us to have our comments as we understand the number five tune and the number one tune in this week, 1983, from the same performer. I guess that gives you an idea that Michael Jackson is involved. But now your challenge is to try to figure out what other big song was there at this time, came from the same album in 1983. This is number five. The song's called Beat It. Michael Jackson on Good Day. Crank it up, Karen. I'm not a big Michael.
You know how a song brings you back, Dougie, to like a moment in your life?
Yes.
I was in first grade, I believe.
Yeah.
And this song was very popular. Very, like, monster popularity.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to have a talent show. And I'm going to say half of my class danced to this one. And then Casey Westcott, still remember clear as day, went up on stage and proceeded to attempt breakdancing at the first grade.
Victoria, did you ever break dance?
Michael Jackson.
I'm sure I did when I was a kid, badly.
Really? Kara, did you ever break dance?
No.
Would you like to start?
Yes. Well, there, what, right now, like, is Doug giving a seminar on it?
No, but I was thinking about
awesome dancer you are.
What we talked about, Jen, before you came on, there's a story floating around about why people are bad dancers. And it seems that it's inherited, and it's in your DNA, and it's what else,
Victoria?
I think
people overthink when they become bad dancers. I think when you just sort of shut it down and at least just kind of sway to the music, you do okay.
Right. I have to remember that. We're not either of us big dancers. All right, that was number five. Not a little bit too much time on that. Number four, a good pop song from the Great Kin Band. Thank you, Stu. Always happy.
Do you know I don't know
this
song?
I was just going to say, is this Weird Al?
Wow.
Weird Al did I Lost on Jeopardy. But
yeah, it was a play on this song. Weird Al's song was after this one. This was a legitimate hit.
It gets funnier.
My God, this is awful. These women don't know this.
Well,
Southwest is.
I would say that both Victoria and I were probably very, very, very young when this song
1983.
Came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
Victoria's younger than you are.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine. So yeah. I know if I don't remember it, she probably doesn't.
Kara, you remember this?
Why even bother asking? You already know the answer.
I know. She's younger than both of you. Cute. Greg Kim, but this was a good pop song called Jeopardy. It had nothing to do with the TV show. It just was a good song about love and what happens. All right, let's see here. Styx, number 3 this week. 1983. Mr. Roboto.
I kind of remember this.
This more in my later life than I think I was aware of it when I was a kid.
Why would that be?
I don't know, because you'd hear this sometimes, like, you know, very 80s sounding. You'd hear it with people.
I think it gets played in a lot of movies.
It gets played
stuff too. And I knew Styx because it was my parents, like, their song was Come Sail Away, so that's why I knew the Styx.
Right. Alright, this was nowhere near as good as that. But it was number 3 this week in 1983. Number 2 song, another great pop song. Dexy's Midnight Runners. Ah, what a great song.
Now this song, I actually knew this, and I sang this all the time when I was little. I think I knew all the lyrics to it when I was growing up.
This song never went away.
No, this song's been...
80s compilation, radio station, whatever.
Yeah, it's on all the 80s stations.
One Hit Wonder, I think, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Crank it up, Kara. Violin always gets in your head. It's a bright song. Makes you feel good. All right, so let's see. Make way for 30 seconds or so. The number 1 song this week in 1983. Also, Michael Jackson. There it is. Both these songs, as I said, I'm not a big Michael Jackson fan, but I do like both of these songs.
Of the two, which is your favorite? This is mine.
Beat It would be my favorite of the two. But Billie Jean's a good song. I'm about the same, Jennifer, actually. All right, here we are, 20 and after the hour on the Good Day program. A little music in our mind.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking. GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free with Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS Consumer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is, I like this company. I'm enjoying this. I said off the air that I kind of like the feel of having Jennifer and Victoria and Kara here. I'm just wondering what it would be like if Roberta was added to the mix. Why did we not find Roberta today? What is she doing, Jennifer? You remember what she said yesterday? I was just thinking about if I had all four of you on.
I don't, but typically when all of us are here, the slot for Roberta is taken up. Oh. So maybe she'll be here in the next hour?
When I check out, then she'll check in.
Exactly.
It's like a tag team. Maybe. Oh, my gosh. Could this be a scan? Are Victoria and Roberta the same person?
Same person.
Do they just have, like, different personalities?
Oh, they have the same political leanings, so maybe.
And they live in New York?
Right.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We both like New York.
I thought when I saw, we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, all of us, and I thought that it looked like Roberta had a wig on. Didn't you think she looked like she had a wig on?
And a mustache, she.
Yeah, right.
She was incognito, she.
Let's talk about women deleting their Uber app. It's supposed to take place, I think, next Monday or Tuesday, because there is a new service that is beginning that's basically Uber just for women, and it's a response to Uber and what's happened to women passengers, I believe.
If you remember correctly, I think maybe last week, there was a big data leak from Uber.
Uh-huh.
And in that leak, of course, people find out, you know, when everything becomes public, what's actually been going on with the company. And there have been a lot of complaint tickets using the word sexual assault. There's actually 6,160 of them. And 5,827 individual tickets that say the word rape in it.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of sexual assault claims going on with Uber, and the company hasn't publicly acknowledged them. So now women in 300 cities are being encouraged to dump the Uber app.
All right,
I mean,
so
I've never taken Uber personally. I'm a New York City girl, so like we've got yellow cabs. But to me, the Uber thing, it scares me a little bit because can't anyone with a car just become an Uber driver?
No.
That sounds like...
Well,
no.
They're supposed to vet them, and Doug and I have had this conversation, and I'm sure he'll tell you about his son. My friend got vetted in a parking lot, so it was a little shady.
That's
like,
sketchy.
Yeah, they just took... I mean, they did look at his driver's license. They did write down his insurance information, and I'm sure maybe at some point you can assume they'd run that through their system.
Or a background check?
He was just interviewed in a parking lot.
My son, who has three different things going on in his life, sort of like his father, he is a writer. Actually, what he and his partner do is clean up bad television scripts. My son is a drug counselor, drug and alcohol rehab counselor for teenagers. And he wanted on his, he has some months he makes lots of money, and other months he doesn't make much money. So he wanted to even it out. And he has a new car, so he went to Uber and said, I want to drive part-time. Because you can do it whenever you want to. You might do it for an hour one day, 10 hours the next day, whatever. It's a good way to make money. So he went through the process, and he was not accepted because of some traffic tickets that he was issued when he first became a driver. And so it was, I've heard a lot of people who got jobs working for Uber that had been to jail. I think you're right, Jennifer. I think there seems to be an inconsistency as to how they do it, and that may be part of their problem.
In any case, when I use Uber, I've only used it a few times.
I like them.
I've used Lyft. It is really convenient, and I do like the service. The idea is there. But, like, I would never consider taking Uber in Los Angeles by myself. I have been in New York and used Uber, and I did it by myself, and for some reason I felt safe. I guess because you could just jump out of the car and you'd be fine.
Well, but the other side of that is, under the circumstances, I told you, I think when we were having this conversation last week, the number one category for Uber usage in Los Angeles, I told you that, right?
No, remember? I don't know if I remember.
Bringing children to school.
Oh, you did say that.
One category of usage for Uber in Los Angeles. What did that tell you about the society?
Yeah, that's really weird.
You know, that happens in New York City, too. I live right near a school, and lots of kids get dropped off in Uber.
Yeah. All right. So the folks at Uber have given up data on 12 million users. The U.S. Government wanted to have something that amounted to what they call a transparency report for Uber. They provide information on trips, trip requests, pickup drop-off areas, fares, vehicles, drivers, all of this stuff. There a lot of law enforcement agencies, for whatever the reason, are investigating Uber. This is a big company worth about $5 billion. And when you think about it, it's only been around for less than 10 years. It's a software program. There's no investment for anybody.
No.
The driver invests in a car. But that's it. The Uber people own nothing except the computer mechanism to be able to signal all of the things. You go to your smartphone, like I do, and I hit my Uber app, and it comes up with my address. Usually I use it in Los Angeles, so it comes up with the LA address. But wherever you are, comes up with that address, and you just put in what your destination is.
All they do is maintain brand and the technical aspect of the app.
That's all they do.
But, you know, it's a testament to their success because they've been under fire so much. Not only now we're getting these claims from women, but before that, I mean, it was the unions. It was the taxi drivers that were not a fan of Uber. In California, where I live, there's a lawmaker in San Diego who is going after Uber, saying that they need to regulate their fares. Because if you've ever been on Uber, sometimes going, let's say you go out to dinner, you leave your house and you go to dinner and it's $10. And then when you come back from dinner doing the same route, it could be like $30 because they raise their price based on demand.
Right.
And so these lawmakers the lawmakers are going after him, saying that that's not fair. Well, you know those
problem. Yeah, that's their big problem in New York City is the surge pricing.
Right.
Because people have been on the way home from the airport mid-ride, and then the rate jumps up.
I didn't know they could teach you mid-ride.
That's a big problem.
They shouldn't do it mid-ride. It should be mid-ride.
Huh. But, you can avoid it so easily by walking a couple of blocks, just getting out of a certain area. You can walk a couple blocks and the price goes down, or you can wait it out
by 15 minutes. Get away from the airport and places like that. Yep. All right. So here's podcaster Mark Connors talking about Uber and the information they gave to the government.
Could you imagine, you know, going out in an Uber car, you know, you're drunk off your butt some night, you're at a bar, you know, and you want to go home and you're, you know, you do something, maybe you stopped and did something illegal on the way home or improper, what? Or you made the driver do something crazy or whatever. Hey, man, would you be upset if somebody was watching you all the time in that Uber car? Well, guess what, folks? Uber admits it gave data on 2 million users to the U.S. government. Huh? The U.S. government? What the f*** they give all of our information to the U.S. government for? Ride-sharing company admits to complying with roughly 85% of requests from the law enforcement. That's right. According to the company's first ever transparency report, both U.S. law enforcement and regulators were provided with information on millions of users between July and December 2015. So if you were being bad out there, or you were doing something naughty, or you were having an affair, or you were robbing a bank, or you were just simply out just having a good time, or
robbing a bank. Wait a minute, where's my Uber car? I just robbed the bank.
First of all, I feel like this guy's going to say totally tubular.
I know, right?
Oh, would you be angry if you did something illegal or forced her drive?
What is this guy doing on his way home when he's drunk off his butt? Like, what is he doing?
He seems pretty knowledgeable about all the bad things.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a little concerned because I don't know that it's necessarily that was the data that they handed over to the government.
Right.
I'm not sure it was either, but anyway, I still like Uber. I think they've been jammed around a little bit by people who at first didn't know how to respond to their good service and good drivers, so they made all this stuff up. If you ever take a cab in New York, I can't remember a good ride I had in a cab, and I've taken a lot of cabs in New York, not as many as you, Victoria, but I don't like the cabs in New York, frankly. I think most of the time,
as someone who's gone in New York in both Uber and taxis, oh my gosh, Uber smells so much better. They're so much cleaner.
Right, That's gross. And the cabs in L.A., I think Uber has found its place, although in California, given a lot of starts, because I remember actually I was talking to a driver, and I forget where I was. Was it Chicago? Philadelphia? No, it was Philadelphia last week. I talked to a driver who he'd been driving for about 3 years, off and on, and he said that the thing, he doesn't understand what all the controversy is about. He feels that it's a wonderful way for him to make extra money, and he said 2 children in college, and this is how he's paying for college for the kids.
Yeah, you know, we're losers in California because, I get why in New York the cab drivers are ticked off, because cabs are synonymous with New York City, right?
Yeah,
Everybody knows that.
They still should clean up their act.
Well, of course, I can get that a little bit more. If you ever come into Los Angeles, Los Angeles is so big, if you go out of downtown LA, it is impossible to get a cab. It's almost impossible in downtown LA to get a cab. They're just not a thing. They're not prevalent.
Right. Not around.
No, I mean, if I'm in the Valley, which I know, like, you know, surprisingly, I am, you can't get a cab. You actually have to call and then wait a half an hour.
Living in any other suburb, right? Yeah. It's like just you're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's, you know, a cab takes an hour and a half to get to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, so
Uber,
not, it's
I'm
not
assuming
practical.
Uber was founded in California.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that is the perfect solution.
Of course it is. Silicon Valley, I believe, is where they got their start. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's 2 things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. 3 things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. 4 things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The kitchen, that's home. I know that's like my grandma cooked, my mom cooked. I cook. Chocolate bread pudding and souffles and banana bread. I make a lot of banana bread because the baby likes bananas. So we always have bananas in the house.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, we are at 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and you. This is the spotlight on CIA time here on Good Day. The director says the agency will never, ever, ever waterboard again, even if the next president, Trump, orders it.
Wait, I just got a subliminal message.
John Brennan, who's the director, said he would absolutely not allow any officer to practice waterboarding. We all know what Trump has said about bringing back waterboarding. Ted Cruz, the Luz, said any waterboarding isn't torture, has vowed to use any enhanced interrogation method he could. So
and
both
it's
of them.
Legal right now. I mean, it's as part of the country's whatever enhanced interrogation techniques, it's legal. Can I just go first? Can I drop the white flag on
this? Yep, go ahead.
You can't tell me if there is a bomb in Los Angeles, in New York City, and they have a suspect in
Jack
place.
Bauer,
not
gonna
talking.
Shoot him in the kneecap if we don't get the information.
You're not gonna drip some water on the guy's face. I'm sorry if you don't feel comfortable doing that, John Brennan. You call me, I'll dump some water on the guy if it's gonna save a lot of life. I mean, give me a break.
So if you don't
and part
know,
number two to this,
yeah.
How stupid are we that we're giving our playbook to terrorists all the time, saying, "Oh, we're not gonna." Do this.
We
are
always
do that.
Do that.
Yeah, apparently
come
America
on.
Loves doing that.
Yeah,
that's
do.
Been going on forever, which I never understand.
All right,
either.
So just imagine yourself. This is you're strapped to a board. Water's poured on your face, so you feel like you're drowning. That's what
I accidentally waterboarded myself in the bathtub last week.
How'd that
and
work?
Look, it's not pleasant. I was willing to share my secrets too. When I was in the bathtub, and I have depth perception issues now with my bad eye.
Well, of course
and
you do.
So I'm in the bathtub. I have my ice water in there, which makes it even worse, by the way, FYI to the CIA. And I'm sitting there trying to, like, get my water while I'm laying in the bathtub, and I just dumped, a bunch of cold water all over my face. It was not
Sweet.
Pleasant. You do feel like you're drowning.
All right. Also from the CIA today, claims that behind the scenes, the Panama Papers were leaked by the CIA because they were trying to, you notice there are no American names on the list. The CIA was trying to get at Obama's list of enemies of the United States, people Obama doesn't like. So, let's see, the guy's name, I thought, who released this was Bradley Birkenfeld, right? Isn't he a Swiss guy? Is that where this came from? Is he the whistle?
I think so, yeah.
Leaker? But the claims are that the CIA was behind this. He tipped off the authorities that there were $5 billion here in unpaid taxes that should go to the United States. He expected to get a reward. He went to jail in 2008, by the way, this guy, for his part in a fraud that received $100 million. So how credible is this boob? I didn't know that till I looked this up. I still think I believe that Snowden did the right thing. I believe that this guy did the right thing, not necessarily for the right reasons, but I think that this is information that we ought to have. I think any of this kind of stuff is information we ought to have.
Yeah.
So I mean, the guy's a no good so-and-so. But maybe people say that about Snowden. I don't think
Snowden's. And with something like this, it's not necessarily national security that you're compromising.
No.
I mean, with Ed Snowden, there was some national
security. What it does is show you how wrong the tax laws are. I mean, when are people going to get the fact that you have no growth without getting people who have money to put money into things to start new businesses?
It's also a lesson that rich people, and I think people forget because we're not all that rich, all of us in the main, find places to hide their money so that they don't have to pay taxes. It's a good reminder of that for sure.
Use them for something.
Stick Bernie Sanders on them.
Well, there's so much waste, pride, corruption, and abuse in government. That's why people don't want to put their money into it. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Fresh breath's a priority in my life.
Stray Cats here. From the...
many girls in contemporary American society today who give their own award to help a geek like me. This information cannot leave this room, okay? It would devastate my reputation as a dude.
As a dude! Wow. He sounds a little young. Anthony Michael Hall in the movie from 1984, 16 Candles was the name of the movie. That's not the 16 Candles I grew up on. If Kara's really creative, she'll go back in the vault. The moldy oldie goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records that would bring us the original version of 16 Candles. Tucker, do you remember that? 16 Candles by The Crests, I believe.
I don't think I do.
Really?
No.
Hold on. Okay.
Now, that's when the world was in slow motion.
Right. Yeah, that's when the age of consent was a lot lower.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. Anyway, I remember doing an interview with Anthony Michael Hall. I didn't know who he was. And Richie gave me all kinds of starch.
That was embarrassing.
I don't remember who the guy was. All right, anyway, so that was a good movie. Chuck, what do you remember? 1984, big movie in 1984. What do you remember about the movie?
He was pretty good. I mean, yeah. he was good in the John Hughes films. Breakfast Club, also really good. Then he went on to do SNL. I think he did a couple years on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He's also known for the TV version of The Dead Zone on the USA Channel, which ran for, I think, three or four seasons.
Right.
And he was the villain in Edward Scissorhands. And currently, he has he's in a commercial for a major, I don't know what the product, but it's a major property. It's probably a good gig for him.
Really?
So good for him.
In a moment, Chucker has movie news, and he has posted in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com his favorite B-movie guilty pleasures. We will pursue that in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
57 half the hour on the Good Day program, Chuck Curry Movie Moments. So Robert De Niro says that his autistic son changed overnight after he got relief from a vaccine. He pulled the movie that was submitted about vaccines, and he said he didn't want the backlash to affect his festival. What is the Tribeca Film Festival, anyway?
It's a festival that he started in Tribeca, New York, which I believe is part of Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
After 9/11, a lot of independent films screen there. Some bigger films too. Once in a while, they'll do a big Hollywood film that plays at the end of the festival. But it's gone on now for at least a decade. I didn't know he had an autistic son. That's news to me that you said that.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So this is something that you don't hear. I mean, this is the kind of film I suppose shows up at some of these film festivals. But I would like to have it promoted more, just so you had the educational side of it. Okay. Give us 30 seconds on guilty pleasures that you have written about in your blog, the B movie guilty pleasure. What are some of those moments?
Well, I do a weekly podcast with a friend I have in Indiana who's a DJ on an FM station. So I've been doing a podcast for the last few months. Last week, which is attached to the Better Living section on your website, I did my five best B-movies. Night of the Comet was number one from 1984. Yeah. Also, Miracle Mile with Anthony Edwards, the movie from 89, The Omega Man.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.